The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a really tough evening for the men in teal, white, and black. Final score, the Lightning 8 and the San Jose Sharks 1 in front of a crowd of 19,092 fans at Amalie Arena, the 386th consecutive setout for the Lightning organization. It all began with a couple of plays that gave us an indication that the Sharks were not connecting. And 1:26 into the first period, it played out with Cam Atkinson in front of his net. On the near side, Geeky, who was originally in the Sharks' position, throws to the net, and they score! That was tipped in front. Connor Geeky all whirled on that particular shift as his first opportunity got stopped. It got checked away, but he kept pursuing it and came up high, just threw it toward the goal, and Cam Atkinson in front of the net's going to get credit for that as he got his stick on it. It gets by Vanecek, and it's 1-0 Lightning. Vitek Vanecek starting in goal, only lasted the first 20 minutes. Cam Atkinson, his third goal of the season from Connor Geeky. He was all over the ice, holding onto the puck just before he threw it to the net at the end of that play. And then at 7:29 of the first period, Geeky would get his fourth of the year, sliding one through and getting it by Vanecek. Cam Atkinson and Victor Hedman assisted, and the Lightning were off and running. They would make it 3-0 at 8:32. Well, it's the 11th time this season the Sharks have been down 2-0 or worse. Let's see if they can get this back. In front of a net, but down goes Vanecek, and he gives up another one, this time to Hagel. A bad bounce came out in front. Hagel was all by himself, and Vanecek tried to play the human snowman right off of the faceoff again, and it's 3-0 Lightning because of a lost draw. Brandon Hagel, his 11th of the season, from Jake Gensel and Ryan McDonough. And only 23 seconds later at 8:55, it was Hagel again, getting his second goal of the game and 12th of the year, assisted by Eric Chernak. And the Lightning were on top by the score of 4-0. Hedman drives one. I think it hit a stick on the way and went wide. What a chance that was. And here's point again to Hedman. Shoots, tip, score! Gensel's underneath the Sharks' defense. Point goes to Hedman. Hedman spots Gensel there and just throws him the puck in a perfect tip up top. It is 5-0 in favor of the Lightning with 2:15 left in the first. Now at that point, the Sharks kept on working, trying to get their connections better. It didn't really work all that well, but there were some pretty big saves by Andrei Vasilevsky in the nets for the Lightning, like this one. Right now, here come the Sharks out. 20 seconds left on their power play. Will Smith leads the attack. Looks for Eklund on the left, but that's broken up by Hagel. Taken back, though, by Kostin. 2-on-1. Fed in front. Here's a shot. Oh, what a save. That was Zetterlund getting the shot to the net, and Vasilevsky just closed the door again. 12 seconds left on the penalty. Vasilevsky made at least five great saves in the game tonight. That was one of them on Fabian Zetterlund at 11:06 of the first period with the score Tampa 4 and the Sharks nothing. But it wouldn't stay that way for long. The Lightning would make it a 5-0 lead with a power play goal late in the period. 17:45 the time of it. Jake Gensel's 11th from Victor Hedman and Braden Point for Point, the start of a 4-point evening. And so 5-0 in favor of the Lightning at the end of only one period of play. And you know what? The Sharks had to make a goaltending change there, basically. But Vitek Vanecek got a conciliatory tap on the shoulder from head coach Ryan Warsawski, essentially telling him on the bench that it wasn't his fault. They had to make a change just to see if the Sharks could get their groove back. Unfortunately, they did not do that. It would be 6-0 at the 4:16 mark of the second period when Anthony Cirelli had a beautiful tip of a Ryan McDonough shot. Sends it across the line. Shot by McDonough. Blocked off the skate of Zetterlund, though. And it goes into the left-wing corner, and there's Hagel to drop it back. Sent to the point by Tampa. McDonough, the shot. That scored! Ryan McDonough with a seeing-eye shot, getting it through traffic, and it sneaks through Blackwood. And now it is 6-0 Tampa. Ryan McDonough, his second assist of the game. Brayden Point, his second assist also. And it was 6-0 in favor of Tampa. Again, the Sharks pushed hard, but again, there was Vasilevskiy. Backhand pass toward the slot for Paul, broken up by a combination of sticks, Toffoli and Liljegren. Tyler Toffoli, lead pass. Now it goes to a breakaway. Klim Kostin moving in, shot, save made! Point blank range by Vasilevskiy on Klim Kostin. Another spectacular save by the Lightning goaltender. That was about 7.5 minutes into the second period. The score was 6-0 in favor of Tampa at that point, and the Lightning continued to press really hard. They would make it 7-0 at 18:32 when Nick Perbix got his third of the season, assisted by Brayden Point and Emil Lilleberg, and the Sharks just had nothing going right after 40 minutes of action. Brayden Point moves in. He's got a couple of points tonight. Slips away from Eklund. Backhand pass beautifully back to the point. Here's a shot. Score! Nick Perbix on the point makes it 7-0 with traffic in front. But coming out of the ice for the third period, the Sharks were resolved to try to play better. And it would start off better when Alex Wennberg would finally get the Sharks on the board. Now the Sharks are down 7-0. Nothing to do here but to try and play your game and get it back before you play the Stanley Cup champions. Here they come. Moving in, it's Wennberg. Breakaway, shoot, score! Sharks win the draw. They move it down the right wing boards. The puck was tipped to the middle, and Alex Wennberg going in beats Vasilevskiy 14 seconds into the third period. It is now the Lightning 7 and the Sharks 1. That would be the only one the Sharks would get. Alex Wennberg, his 7th goal of the season. He's had some success against Vasilevskiy. That was 14 seconds into the third. That's not a record for fastest goal to start a third period. Zetterlund and Jan Ruda ended up getting the assist, so Fabian didn't score on that great chance earlier, but he did get the assist on the only Sharks goal. And Jan Ruda, the former Lightning 2-time Stanley Cup champion, also assisting on the play. But unfortunately, Ruda, on a good defensive play toward the end of the game, ended up watching it go off his stick or skate, and it popped out in front. And again, a bad moment for the Sharks as Nick Paul made it 8-1. Neutral zone play for Point, checked by Nico Sturm. Just turns away from him, and Nico will make his way back to the bench on the change. Point lugs it up the right side, crosses the line, moves in, centering play, score! Jan Ruda batted that puck with his stick, and it deflected off of something and went into the net as Brayden Point centered that, and it is 8-1, Lightning on one of the most bizarre plays of the game thus far. Kind of characteristic of the way the game went for the Sharks, though. Brayden Point, his 4th assist of the game. Also, J.J. Moser assisting on that goal that was credited to Nick Paul, his 6th of the season at 6:01. That wound up all of the scoring in the game. Shots on goal for the contest, 36 for the Lightning and 21 for the Sharks. Andrei Vasilevskiy, at least 5 good saves out of the 21 shots that he faced, and that certainly gave the Lightning some mojo as they had all of their offense going in the right direction. The Tampa Bay Lightning's record now is 13-9-2. They have 28 points, while the Sharks fall back to 10-14-5. Their 3-game winning streak over, and it's back to square one on Saturday as they take on the Stanley Cup champions with a ride down Alligator Alley over to South Florida and Fort Lauderdale against Florida. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.